This year, for the first time, half of all Americans living with HIV are 50 years old and older. And for many of them, life presents a unique set of challenges. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WNPR's Lydia Brown reports.
This is it. This is it. This is what I take. Let me bring it out there so you can...
Michael Hawkins shows me to the kitchen of his cramped apartment in New Britain, Connecticut. In his hand is a prescription bottle containing dozens of large tablets of an antiviral medication called Atripla. He places a pill into his cup palm and says a single daily dose is all he needs now to keep his HIV at bay.
But, you know, there was a time, like I said, cocktails, people used to take 20 pills a day. They were trying everything. Like I said, grasping at straws. But now we've come such a long way. There's three medications in here in one. That's what it's
Hawkins called. Was in his late 20s when he found out he had HIV. It was 1987, and he was a young husband with two kids and an affinity for intravenous drugs. He says that's how he became infected.
I just always said this prayer that, you know, that, like, I just want to live for 10 years to just watch my kids grow up.
Today, he's 56. He has 13 grandchildren and is showing little wear from his infection. In recent years, he says he's found his calling as an HIV advocate and joined some 600,000 older Americans living with the virus. Advancements in antiretroviral therapy mean that, for many, HIV is no longer a death sentence. But there's also another trend going on in the number of new infections impacting the aging population. Adults over age 50 account for approximately 11% of all new HIV infections in the United States.
Largely, older adults do not see themselves at risk for HIV. And a part of that perception is the fact that their care providers, their medical care providers, don't see that as well.
That's Stephen Karpiak. He's the Senior Director for Research at the AIDS Community Research Initiative of America. Karpiak says a lot of older patients aren't hearing about drugs and safe sex from their healthcare professionals.
You know, they're sitting there with their physician or nurse practitioner or whatever, who are older, in some respects the same age as the patient, and yet they don't see the patient as being a sexual being, as having sexual activity.
He says older adults still engage in risky behaviors like sex and drug use, and lack of awareness only puts them in danger of contracting the virus or having an existing infection go untreated. But the problem extends beyond healthcare. Persistent stigma and misinformation about HIV mean that many older adults are also not getting a lot of the social and emotional support they need.
The older adult with HIV brings, if you will, a lot of baggage with them. So they live alone. They live their lives alone.
Back in the 80s and early 90s, volunteer-based services known as buddy programs provided members of the HIV community with close social networks, but they were founded with the idea that most infected adults would never make it past retirement age. Terry Clark is the Prevention Services Coordinator at ActionAIDS in Philadelphia. It's home to one of the few buddy programs left in the country. She says once people with HIV began living longer, many of these supports began to disappear.
Now the folks who are, you know, into their 60s and beyond, many of the friends or family members they had back, you know, 20, 30 years ago are all gone. So where do you rely on for support?
Clark says inadequate access to social supports often leads to feelings of isolation in older adults. Michael Hawkins considers himself one of the lucky ones, but he's seen the impact isolation can have on the aging community.
They don't get the right care or take care of themselves, and or they throw in the towel. And then, like I said, the depression comes in. And I always say, like, depression and just feeling alienated and alone, that death of the spirit, and then everything else falls apart.
By 2020, it's estimated that 70% of all Americans living with HIV will be older adults. As for Hawkins, he says he wants to see states doing more to improve HIV aging services in the coming months and years. For Here and Now, I'm Lydia Brown.